Did you know? We were approached by Leeds Community Healthcare NHS Trust, LCH, to help provide an independent review of their engagement processes. We shared our report and findings with them, and they're now creating a strategy around engagement and using our report headings for this. Says Steph Lawrence, the Executive Director of Nursing and Allied Health Professionals, LCH, "The report is fantastic and so well written. We're really pleased with it. We're already working on our patient engagement strategy. It just feels like this work is going to go from strength to strength. Thank you." We are active members of the Health and Wellbeing Board, Oversight and Scrutiny Committee and Partnership Executive Group, with regular attendance at all and strong leadership of the People's Voice message throughout these meetings. We are recognised as a valued and respected partner, providing robust challenge and people's experience insight into health and care decision-making in Leeds. We take a strong leadership approach to working to our vision that people are at the centre of health and care decision-making in Leeds, as evidenced in our leadership of the People's Voices Group, the citywide complaints groups, the development of the Big Leeds Chat, and the chairing and leading of the How Does It Feel For Me work. We've also developed our model to be focused on supporting impact, so we no longer simply produce reports, but actively drive forward improvements and change, as evidenced in the mental health crisis work and the Inclusion for All work. We were highly recommended in the Helping More People to Have Their Say category for our work on the Big Leeds Chat at the Health Watch England Awards. We also presented two workshops and received lots of interest from other Health Watch organisations about replicating our Big Leeds Chat approach within their local area. We were invited to be the Health Watch representative speaking at a national online conference viewed by over 1,000 people around population health management. The conference was organised by the King's Fund, a highly influential health and social care policy think tank. Other local Health Watch have heard about our citywide complaints group and approached us to get advice on setting up a complaints managers meeting. I've been reliably informed that Leeds Health Watch chair a meeting on this subject, which is very successful, and I wondered if you had any advice on setting up the group. We were happy to advise. We're getting more requests to help out with external engagement events. This year we assisted with a medicines event, advancing dental care, and a new cancer pinpoint test. A quote from Advancing Dental Care, Health Education England: "The participants, whom you invited via Health Watch Leeds, were fantastic and provided us with valuable feedback and insight." This from Dr. Rosie Ferguson, BSc PhD, the Chief Operating Officer, Pinpoint Data Science, Visiting Associate Professor, University of Leeds: "I just wanted to thank you directly for all your help with our two workshops. I'm so delighted that we found Health Watch. You've helped us achieve something that we couldn't have managed half as well on our own, particularly with the numbers attending and the screening of participants that you did. The process was all very smooth. It's really brilliant for us." We are working with the Poverty Truth Commission and Local Care Partnership on a piece of work called the Community Health Equalities Project. This project is to help people working in health, social care and charities listen and work together with local people who have experienced challenging issues around health and well-being. By building relationships together, professionals and community members will begin to explore and tackle some of the underlying causes and issues around health and well-being in East Leeds. We produced a report mapping all of the engagement activities that have taken place across the region last year. This was work in partnership with the West Yorkshire and Harrogate Health and Care Partnership team. This will inform their plans for future engagement and also provide a summary of what people have said about health and care over the last 12 months. We were one of only three Health Watch organisations in the country to succeed in a bid for commissioned piece of work from Health Watch England to produce a how-to guide on engagement. Our guide and useful tool examples are around the real-time patient experience work that we've done. The guide is now available to every local health watch in England. We set up a mechanism to gather real-time experiences of people as soon as COVID-19 meant that we were all on lockdown. This is called the weekly check-in, and it's been a brilliant way of being able to communicate people's experiences to the health and care leaders that are responding to the outbreak. You can see all of the weekly check-ins on our website. So, now you know.